Good morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 68 in Fairfield. We're looking for a high today of 92. Going to have mostly sunny skies. More on the weather after the news. Former White County jailer Philip D. Lowry avoided a second jury trial Monday by entering a guilty plea to a felony charge of aggravated battery of a child. Lowry, 40, of Carmine, had originally been charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse of a four-year-old girl. Lowry's first trial, held in April of 2014, ended in a mistrial. The jury was deadlocked with a 6-6 vote and was unable to reach a verdict after nearly 12 hours of deliberations. Lowry's second trial had been set to begin on September 15th. However, during a final pretrial hearing Monday, Lowry entered a guilty plea to a Class 3 felony charge of aggravated battery of a child. In return for the guilty plea, Lowry was sentenced to 30 months of conditional discharge, was ordered to pay a $1,000 fine plus court costs, and 6 months in the White County Jail. He must also submit a DNA sample and have no contact with the victim or her immediate family. Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine of Albion was the special prosecutor in the case. Valentine said he agreed to the negotiated guilty plea at the strong urging of the victim's family, who did not want to go through another trial. Family told Mr. Valentine that the victim is doing well now and didn't want to bring up any bad memories and put her through it again. Lowry was represented by Fairfield attorney Matt Vaughn. WFIW News time is 7:16.
We're ready to jump into fall at the Watering Can in Albion. August 28th and 29th are the fall open house dates. Stop by to see our new look and our new products. Fall wreaths and arrangements, village candles and fall scents, and new handbags by Noel. Beautiful fall colors and styles for everyone. When you think fall, think the Watering Can in Albion. Don't forget our fresh arrangements too, with delivery to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. We'll see you at the can.
It's time to drop everything and head to Eubinger's Furniture Company's Labor Day weekend event. Shop now through Saturday and either get up to 5 years free financing or save up to $500 for cash purchases. See store for details. Either way, you save big. Special hours are Wednesday and Thursday, 9 to 5:30, Friday night till 6:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2, is the final time to take advantage of this terrific deal. We will be closed on Monday in honor of Labor Day, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Have an ugly driveway or walkway? Change those ugly ways with concrete and asphalt from O'Daniel Trucking Company. Concrete driveways can last more than 30 years without much maintenance. And a concrete driveway is also much more appealing when you resell your home. O'Daniel Trucking studies the use, location, time of year, and other factors to create mixes that diminish the effects that lead to cracking. So for quality concrete that best fits your needs, as well as crushed stone, sand, and gravel at a fair price, call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate.
Fairfield City Police arrested 24-year-old Daryl T. Martin of Fairfield late last night on warrant. Martin was arrested at 11:30 in the 300 block of North 1st Street for failure to register as a sex offender. Daryl Martin is being held in the Wayne County Jail under $5,000 bond. He was released from the Department of Corrections on August 21st of this year for the same offense. An investigation that started in Richland County by the Richland County Sheriff's Department spilled into Edwards County late Sunday night, resulting in two arrests at the West Salem Crossroads. Arrested and charged with delivery and possession of methamphetamine was Justin W. Cleaver, 40, of Olney, and arrested and charged with possession of methamphetamine was 29-year-old Amanda M. Edgen of Keensburg. Seized in the bus was a quantity of crystal methamphetamine, a set of digital scales, and $420 in cash. Both subjects were booked into the White County Jail at Carmine. At about 7:30 Monday night, Connie Barnes of Sisney reported to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department that someone in a white vehicle had stolen a can of gas from her residence. Deputy Chris Odie was in the area on another call at the time and saw a white pickup truck pass his location. Officer Odie made a vehicle stop and noticed three cans of gas in the bed of the pickup. Odie questioned the driver, 28-year-old Amanda S. Huff of Albion, about the cans, who said they were given to her. Amanda Huff gave consent to search her vehicle. Officer Odie found a piece of aluminum foil in her purse, which tested positive for the presence of methamphetamine. Also in her purse was an Altoids tin, which contained a baggie with a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine. A further search of her vehicle revealed another piece of aluminum foil in the middle console, which tested positive for methamphetamine, and an electronic cigarette that tested positive for methamphetamine. Officers tested the electronic cigarette because of all of the other drugs found. While at the vehicle stop, the Barnes arrived. They identified their gas can and told deputies they did not give Huff permission to take it, and they wanted to file charges. Amanda Huff is charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, and theft. WFIW News time is 7:20.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right. Call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joel at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Late Monday night, Gibson County, Indiana Sheriff's Deputy U.B. Smith observed a red Toyota RAV4 traveling north on U.S. 41 at a high rate of speed. When Officer Smith pulled the vehicle over and exited his patrol car, the driver, 39-year-old Jason Griffith of Ingraham, sped away. Smith chased the vehicle on several county roads at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. The pursuit ended with the RAV4 losing control on U.S. 41 near County Road 350 South. When officers approached the vehicle, both Griffith and his passenger, 34-year-old Kelly Griffith of Xenia, were not there. After a brief search, Kelly Griffith was found near the edge of a cornfield and immediately surrendered. Jason Griffith led officers on a brief foot chase. Ms. Griffith was transported to the Gibson County Jail, where she was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of paraphernalia. She remains in custody at $1,500 bond. Jason Griffith was transported to the Gibson County Jail, where he was charged with possession of methamphetamine, driving while suspended, reckless driving, resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, resisting law enforcement fleeing after being ordered to stop, possession of marijuana, and criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. He remains in custody on $1,500 bond. Scheduled for the 2015 Fairfield Fall Fun Fest is set. The event opens Wednesday evening with Church Night, September 16th, featuring gospel music in the entertainment tent at 6:30. On Thursday, the Fun Fest Prince and Princess contest is at 6:30 in the entertainment tent. The Mardi Gras band will play from 7 to 8:30 Thursday evening on the main stage. The annual 5K run will start at 6 at the corner of Court and 4th Streets. Friday, September 18th, will feature Tressie and the Mixers from 6 to 7:30 on the main stage. The Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest will be at 7 in the entertainment tent. The Blues Brothers will perform from 8 to 11 on the main stage. Full day of activities is slated for Saturday, beginning with yoga in the park at 7 at the amphitheater in Leo French Park. A community breakfast will be served from 7 to 10 at the Contiki. Classic car show at 9 on the Lawns Chrysler West lot. Other activities on Saturday include the Jonathan Lee Memorial Kitty Parade at 10 from Northside School to the High Rise. Kitty Corner activities will follow the Kitty Parade at the High Rise. The annual gong show at 1 Saturday in the entertainment tent. A kitty tractor pull will be at 2 on the Fairfield National Bank drive-thru lot. The Outrageous Dog Contest at 4 o'clock on the main stage. Registration begins at 3:20. Rib Cook-Off Judging starts at 4:30 east of the post office. Chuck-a-Duck will be on the lot east of the post office at 6:30. The Victory Boys Quartet will perform at 6:30 Saturday night in the entertainment tent. And Lunar Beach House, a Jimmy Buffett tribute band, will take the main stage at 7 o'clock Saturday night during the Fun Fest. The FCHS Mulebackers will be meeting Thursday night at 5 in the FCHS Study Hall. All residents of Fairfield Community High School District, age 18 and older, are welcome to attend. Driver's license facility is at the Edwards County Courthouse in Albion today from 10 to 2. boil order has been issued for customers of the Jasper Water Works system who were without water for a period of time on Saturday. People in this area should boil any water to be used for human consumption. The boil order will remain in effect until further notice. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local producers are now being paid $38.50 a barrel for crude oil. That's down $3.50. Turning now to area deaths, 46-year-old Jerry Douglas Doug Crawford, Jr. of Carmi, died Monday at St. Mary's Medical Center in Evansville. He is survived by his wife Jackie Crawford of Carmi, parents Jerry and Jeannie Crawford of Carmi, grandmother Rosaline Lamp of Carmi, daughters Bridget Crawford of Carmi and Brooke Crawford of Edwardsville, brother Jeffrey Darren Crawford of Houston, Texas, sister Dr. Bethany Lynn Dement of St. Louis, grandchildren Sean Ackerman and Alexa Ackerman, and a third grandchild on the way. Visitation for Jerry Douglas Doug Crawford will be from 4 to 8 Thursday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi, with Masonic rites conducted at 8. The funeral will be at 10 on Friday morning at the Cook Funeral Chapel, with burial in the Dittany Ridge Cemetery near Norris City. Memorials can be made to the Carmi Recreation Summer League Doug Crawford Memorial Fund. Attention Kendra Carter, 1442 U.S. Highway 45, Enfield, or they will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Donna Jean Eubinger, 79, of Flora, passed away Tuesday at her home. Donna is survived by her children, Brad Eubinger of Indianapolis, Indiana, Sherry S. Harvey and husband Jeff of Flora, James B. Brent Eubinger and wife Tammy of Flora, 5 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren, sister Ruby Warren of Flora, and brother Robert Bob Lee of Georgia. A funeral service for Donna Eubinger will be held at noon on Thursday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will be in the Floral Garden of Memories in Flora. Visitation is from 10 a.m. until the service time Thursday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Donna requested casual attire for those attending. Memorial donations can be given to the First Baptist Church of Flora or the Clay County Hospice and will be accepted at the funeral home. 62-year-old Flora resident Mary Ellen Gidcombe died Tuesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Mary Ellen is survived by her husband, Terry Gidcombe of Flora, a son, Chad King of Flora, grandson, Vince King of Xenia, uncle, Harvey Engelmeyer of Flora, aunt, Bernadine Landreth of Flora, sister-in-law, Brenda Kessel of Mill Shoals, nephew, Mike Kessel of Mill Shoals, and niece, Chastity Kessel of Mill Shoals. A funeral service for Mary Ellen Gidcombe will be at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will be in the Elmwood Cemetery of Flora. Visitation is from 6 to 8 Friday evening at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Memorials can be given to the McCabe General Baptist Church and will be accepted at the funeral home. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Vera Musgrave died Tuesday morning at Wayfair Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Fairfield. She's survived by her husband, James of Fairfield, a son, Jibber of Fairfield, 4 daughters, Marianne Brownson, Jill Andrews, and Gina Musgrave, all of Fairfield, and Julie Moore of Sumter, South Carolina, 2 sisters, Kay Baker of Fairfield and Phyllis Duncan of Peoria, 13 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren also survived. Graveside services for Vera Musgrave will be at 11 a.m. Saturday at Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Family and friends should go directly to the cemetery. The Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. Johnny Lee Mack McClellan, 65, of Fairfield, died Monday at his home. He's survived by his wife Nancy McClellan of Fairfield, a daughter Rachel Shelby of Fairfield, a brother George McClellan of Fairfield, and a sister Sandra McDaniel and Kay Weber of Fairfield. Funeral services for Johnny McClellan will be at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. In visitation is from noon until the service time. Burial will be in the Maple Hill Cemetery, and memorials can be made to the Good Samaritan Hospital. 54-year-old Flora resident Karen Jean Halsey died Sunday afternoon in Pike County, Missouri. A funeral service for Karen Halsey will be at 10 a.m. Friday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will be in the Elmwood Cemetery. Visitation is from 5 to 8 Thursday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Memorial donations can be given to the American Cancer Society or Clay County Cancer Crusaders and will be accepted at the funeral home. 75-year-old Grayville resident Richard Dick Keith Bunting died Sunday at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab in Mount Carmel. Visitation and funeral for Richard Dick Keith Bunting will be Sunday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is from 11 a.m. until the funeral time at 1 o'clock, and burial with military rites will be held in the Oak Grove Cemetery at Grayville. Memorials can be made to the Grayville Senior Citizens Center and accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. 62-year-old Flora resident Bruce Everett Pittman died Sunday afternoon at Mercy Hospital in Creve Coeur, Missouri. Funeral services for Bruce E. Pittman will be at 10 a.m. Friday at the Hosselton Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Sisney Cemetery. The visitation is from 5 to 8 Thursday night at the funeral home. Memorials can be given to the Pittman family reunion and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. 90-year-old McLeansboro resident Aline Trotter passed away Saturday night at the home of her son in Texaco, Illinois. Services for Aline Trotter will be at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The pastor, Lynn Neal, will officiate. Burial will be in the Blooming Grove Cemetery near McLeansboro. Visitation will be Wednesday night from 6 to 8 at the funeral home. Memorials can be made to the SSM Hospice of Mount Vernon or the Harvest Time Apostolic Church of McLeansboro and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Bill Henry Taylor died Sunday at Wayfair Nursing Home. Funeral services for Bill Henry Taylor will be at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Victory Outreach Church with visitation Wednesday night or tonight from 5 to 7 at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 7:32.
What do you do for a living? That's a common question asked when first meeting new acquaintances. Hi, I'm Sherry Harder, manager of Ingram Funeral Home, an affiliate of Keystone America. What's my answer to that common question? I help people say goodbye. Being a funeral director, I meet with individuals and families on what is often the worst day of their life. My staff and I don't just work a job. We are striving to be the goodbye specialist. Need a comfortable and welcoming place to both grieve and celebrate a loved one's life? Give us a call at Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
If you're looking for comics, board games, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Warhammer, or Pokemon, or other gaming-related items, then look no further than Galactic Games and Things at 201 Main in Olney. Galactic Games and Things hours are Monday through Saturday, 1 to 8. They hold weekly tournaments for most games. Look them up on Facebook, Galactic Games and Things, and like their page for updates and the schedule for gaming. Galactic Games and Things, 201 Main in Olney.
Good morning, sports. Here are some scores from yesterday. Varsity girls tennis, Carbondale defeated Fairfield 9-0. In varsity girls volleyball, Wayne City defeated Weber Township 2-0. And in JV, it was Weber over Wayne City 2-1. Sisney over North Clay 2-1 in varsity. And in JV, it was Sisney over North Clay 2-0. In the big volley for the cure, Fairfield versus Edwards County last night, Lady Mules won the varsity 2-1. It was the Lady Fighting Lions in the winning the JV 2-1 and won the freshman match. Edwards County over Fairfield 2-1. High school baseball, Sisney defeated Wayne City last night 6-4. Junior high softball, it was Albion over Grayville 17-7. Junior high baseball, Fairfield over Sisney 16-2. West Salem over North Clay 12-8, and New Hope defeated Belrive Opdyke 10-4. On the schedule for today and tonight, junior high softball at 4 o'clock, Sisney's at New Hope. In junior high baseball at 4:30, West Salem's at Red Hill, and Jasper Jeff is at Louisville. And in college volleyball, Northland College plays Frontier tonight at home. That's going to be at FCHS at 7 o'clock tonight. It's Northland College at Frontier tonight at 7 o'clock. So we'll go out and support the Lady Bobcats. Major League Baseball tonight, Washington's at St. Louis, first pitch at 7:15. Max Scherzer on the mound
for Washington versus Michael Wacha for the Cardinals. Listen as the Cardinals take on the Nationals at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Our broadcast begins this evening at 6:20. That's on WOKZ 105.9 FM. Looking at scores from yesterday, Cardinals knocked off Washington last night. A walk-off from Brandon Moss hit a home run. It was 8-5 the final. The Cubs defeated Cincinnati 5-4. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 7-4. Arizona took a pair from Colorado 6-4 in the first game, 5-3 in the second. It was Miami over Atlanta 7-1. Philadelphia beat the Mets 14-8. And the Dodgers over San Francisco 2-1. In the American League, Minnesota defeated the White Sox 8-6. It was Tampa Bay over Baltimore 11-2. In 10 innings, Toronto beat Cleveland 5-3. New York defeated Boston 3-1. And it was Detroit over Kansas City 6-5. Seattle beat Houston 7-5. It was the LA Angels over Oakland 6-2. And in interleague play, Texas knocks off the San Diego Padres 8-6.
The WFIW area weather for today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 92. Clear skies tonight and a low of 68. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 95. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny skies on Friday, a high of 92 and low of 68. Mostly sunny Saturday, a high of 95 and low of 72, and mostly sunny Sunday, Sunday's high 92 with a low of 68. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 93, the overnight low 66. It's currently 70 in Fairfield, and reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.
The long days of